Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
But Ben Johnson and the Bears are coming to town. If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, the stakes have been raised.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Josh, I believe in Upper Marlboro, yep, had this idea. He called in and he said, let's have a bet that if the Bears don't have a day offensively, I can't talk about Ben Johnson anymore on the show. My beloved play caller and offensive mind from Chicago. And he went even further and said, I can't play the Ben Johnson alert sounder on the Grant and Danny radio program for the remainder of this football season. And so through the end of the regular season, we've decided, until the start of the playoffs, if Ben Johnson's Bears don't amass 350 yards, the over 349 in a hook, I can't say his name. I have to refer to him as the coach in Chicago or he whom shall not be named. And I can't play the Ben Johnson alert sounder with every great trick play and every big performance as he helps develop Caleb Williams as one of the great offensive minds in league history.
Ben Johnson alert.
This is tough. Now, I will say, as I've thought about it, I did a lot of digging last night on yards per game. 349 and a half is a lot. It just doesn't happen as much as you think anymore. You're talking about what would be the number nine offense in the NFL or so this football season. And there's a lot of reasons for that. So on a technicality, you guys are probably going to have a chance to win this thing, barring the Bears just coming out of a bye and just dancing all over Joe Witt Jr. in Washington. But because of short fields after kickoff returns, because of kickers now being able to boot 50 and 60-yard field goals, so teams are actually going for a few of these fourth and three, fourth and fours less in no man's land, because of the nature of the game now, if you look at it, actually, yards per game are trending down. Yards per play has always been the better metric.
There's just
anyway. Fewer
yards available to you with starting field position.
Which is why I wanted to do yards per play. You guys wouldn't see eye to eye with me on that. So for the fun of the exercise, I will take the bet. But yards per play actually tells you the effectiveness of the offense. Yards per game is kind of a game script thing that doesn't really. They could have 279 yards. Going into the fourth quarter.
And run roughshod.
And have had a field day on Washington.
Yeah. I mean, so 12 teams in the NFL right now are averaging more than 350 yards per game. Washington is 13th at 349. A bunch of teams are in the upper 340s. So against a defense that has, what's a common way to put it, struggled to stop the pass, might be a decent day for them to get over. So I think there's a push and pull there. You're right. Yards per game are down.
Yeah, 350 is what used to be 400.
Yes.
You know, basically like 5 years ago, 8 years ago, what is 350 now was like 395 back then. There's just fewer yards in games because there's so many on special teams. And there's other ways where they're coming and kicking, punting. Things have just changed so much. But I've got confidence in Ben Johnson and the Bears. They're going to have a great day. Is it going to suffice the technicality? Is it going to win this stupid bet? I don't know, but I know that he's going to draw it up. I know that his quarterback is going to do a fake flea flicker or fake fall down or some point. So here's what we're looking for. A Commanders win with Ben Johnson dialing up some trick plays. I want aesthetic offense. Give me a 44-34 ball game with the Commanders winning on Monday Night Football. That's what we're all looking for, I think.
So even though, like you said, 349 on the hook seems kind of unrealistic based off of how statistics
are now.
You'd
be a top 10 offense if you did that now.
The Commanders defense allows 352 yards per game.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, It's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Right now, total defense.
That's with a couple terrible opponents in there.
It's a good nugget.
So it kind of evens it out a little bit. I would think, you know, there's a chance.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not like they're going against Green Bay or Houston or someone with one of those good defenses. It's Washington, right? They'll throw it just fine.
You would think that's going to help. Yeah, for sure.
You're going to be able to say his name all your little heart desires.
Oh, and I will.
You'll be just fine.
Don't you worry. Now the Commanders should win the football game. I need them to win. They're the team we care about. But I would like to see Ben Johnson have a day. Just dial it up. Just so I... But you know why? It's because...
Yeah, what will it do for you if he does?
Nothing, really. I mean, you hate him for no reason.
I got a decent reason.
Toby hates him for no reason. I think you should both grow up a little bit and move on.
I'm very grown up. I'll root against him forever. Now, that's pretty easy.
Clary hates him because he was mean to Jared
Goff. He abandoned Jared.
One time. Literally, that's why Clary hates him. Darius, I don't think, has any feelings either way toward him.
But yeah, I don't really have him.
Think about Danny doesn't like him because he was mean to Washington that time. That's why he doesn't like him, because he called them on the plane when they were coming to get him, and he's like, screw this guy forever.
Yeah, mean isn't the right word. It's classless and pathetic. He doesn't act like a leader is supposed to act. He let out a bunch of basketball guys. Well, not for me. Glad you got a chance to have an earlier offseason than we did when we whooped your ass in Detroit. But the classlessness, it's very Josh McDaniels-y. Saying, I don't like Josh McDaniels because he took a different job. I mean, when you oversimplify it like that, it sounds like it's way worse. You can't do that to people, right? They're interested in you. That is it's what a child does. That's not a mature adult type behavior. So yeah, I put him in a category where understood. I know exactly who you are. Great offensive mind. Maybe the best in the sport right now.
But to hate him forever?
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's pretty easy. Who did he do it to? It's us. So yeah, I've got you categorized.
21 points in the first half, 31 in the game. Made a couple of trick calls that backfired on him for sure, and got Jared Goffed, where Goff was throwing the ball to the wrong team constantly. And
you got Goffed.
Fumbled for some reason with nobody around him. If you remember,
that's the Goff special
play. Like, he got Jared Goffed big time. But that was still they didn't lose that game because of Ben Johnson.
No, not at all.
If you want to bash Ben Johnson, you go for it. But you're lying to yourself if you think that the 31-point, 521-yard performance by the Lions in the playoffs last year. Yeah, let's talk trash to Ben Johnson. Pack your bags. 521 yards they had in that game, and his quarterback couldn't start throwing up on himself long enough for them to win the football game.
Well, my favorite play was when Jared Goff threw the second interception, Mikey Samuels. Wait. That was Jamison Williams, right?
It was.
Mm.
Jamison Williams.
Great trick play, Ben.
Hang your hat on that one. 521 yards on your ass. All day long, up and down the field. Dragging your ass up and down the field.
This is not our ass. This is your ass. As well. You're a Commanders fan, GP.
I am.
You're not
this
a Ben
Johnson.
It's ours. It's ours. Jared okay. Goff is mine, but
I don't
you
say
have
we are our, but sure.
That's fine.
I'm a fan of the team. It's the team I was rooting for. Gave up 521 yards. And thank God that your Lord and Savior, Jared Goff, had the worst game that anyone could have possibly ever had.
Read those numbers again, real quick. How many yards was it? How many touchdowns? How many points?
521 yards.
That's right.
And 31 points.
That's a lot of points.
A lot of turnovers, too. Pretty schemed up points and yards, for sure. Let's go to Joshua in Upper Marlboro. Hello, Joshua.
Oh, hello,
how
Josh.
Are
I cannot believe what's happening here. Danny, do you hear this? He is lowering the bar and lowering expectations.
I know, he's sandbagging.
His beloved.
Yeah. I took the bet.
So, Josh,
I took your stupid bet.
Yesterday, 350 was too low, and all of a sudden,
I never said it was
like
too low.
So high.
They said it was too low.
Everybody said it was too low, and now all of a sudden, listen, this is supposed to be the love child of Doogie Howser and Albert Einstein, Grant. If he cannot exceed the ninth team in the league and get over 350 yards, then what are we even talking about?
Well, he's in his infancy with a bad offense and a nubby quarterback.
He's in his infancy.
Yes.
Would that have been okay if he was still in his infancy performing like this for Washington if he was here with a 1-4 start?
You think I would be back? Imagine Ben Johnson if he was here?
Josh, I
no
think the biggest reason, it's not just that he was classless and just a little twerp dealing with Washington. It's how much Grant loves him. That's really what this is. So, like, a lot of times, my hatred for the Cowboys and Eagles, yes, I find those teams loathsome and so irritating. It's the fans. That's what this has turned into. That's what this is. This is your Dallas Cowboy fandom type moment. That's what this is. That's what it's turned into.
Ben Johnson alert.
And now you're cutting me off with the
ben
alert?
Ben Johnson alert.
That's what's happening?
You earned it. You referenced the Cowboys for some reason. I don't know what that was about.
Well, it's your fandom. It's like no coach has ever had a post-game speech, and you're like, look! Like holding the phone,
again,
showing me. Like, look at this post-game speech. Isn't it great? It's a post-game speech.
Ben Johnson alert.
Ben
Johnson alert.
Doing a Clary Goff bit, like have a cup of Ben with me.
You want some Goff?
Come to the kitchen. Let's have some Johnson together. That sounds weird. Let's have some Ben together.
I'm gonna say no to that one.
Yes, please do. But you know how he does his bit.
I know I do. Yeah, a cup of Goffy.
Here's a cup of Goffy. Oh, my Goffy. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
I acknowledge correctly, as a man who appreciates good offense,
mm-hmm.
that he dials it up. There's a lot on the line here.
There is a lot.
Because I want you all to know. It's not going to happen on Tuesday. If the Bears end up having a great offensive day, we're going to chop up Washington. We're going to get to the bottom of things. We're going to fix some problems. These are our guys. We got to figure out what we need to figure out.
But you'll be smiling the whole time,
but
won't you?
But on Tuesday, I'm coming for all your asses. Just so you know, it's happening. The amount of Ben Johnson talk will be bountiful. It will be painful, and it will not be over quickly. Okay, there will be a lot of Ben Johnson sounders, so you better hold them under 350.
So buckle
you
up.
Better do it or buckle the hell up, because Ben Johnson will be coming for that ass. I will have Ben Johnson on the show on Wednesday just to cut a promo, okay? And I want him to call out Danny, especially Toby. I mean, Toby should appreciate good offense. The guy punted in college, for Christ's sake. And Ryan hates him because he didn't say hi to Jared Goff.
He left Goff at the altar.
Now, I will acknowledge, I think he has come off like an absolute child at times, mm-hmm. and like a poor sport loser. I think he is definitely, he's got like tendencies about his makeup and personality that is not for me at all. But he can call some offense. Joe Witt, a lot on the line here, buddy.
A lot on the line. A lot on the line, Mr. Witt.
How about this? I'll have to do a Joe Witt alert for the rest of the season.
Oh, my God.
Let's do that.
The way that we live is not for everybody.
The way Ben calls plays is not for
520 yards, sir. Can we clean that up a little bit?
It's not, all right? Because we're going to run and put our bodies on people.
521 against this defense last time out.
Yeah.
Now, different players.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Jared Goff. He doesn't have Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Look out for 15. That's a Dunze. He's been open a lot. Cover him.
349 and a half. In a loss. That's what we're looking
at.
That's my parlay. Commanders money line, Bears over 350.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.